Elaine Wynn leaves entire estate to family trust, records show. Elaine Wynn, the Las Vegas casino executive and philanthropist who passed in April at 82, has left her entire estate to the Elaine P. Wynn Family Trust, according to her will. The law firm, McDonald Carano, submitted her final will to the Clark County District Court earlier this month. It's from 2016 and outlines her estate to be transferred to the family trust. Executors and legal directives. In her will, she named her daughters, Kevin and Jillian, as co-executors. Other co-executors were named, too, including PlayStudios CEO Andrew Pascal and Activision Blizzard CEO Robert Kotick. The will specifically says they may serve, if able and willing. Pascal is Wynn's nephew. He's also a former executive at Wynn Resorts. Kotick, the former head of Activision, which purchased Blizzard in 2008, has acknowledged that Elaine's ex-husband, Steve, was an early investor in Kotick's company. These co-executors have broad authority over the estate. They can sell assets, lease property, conduct investments, and initiate legal actions. Additionally, there's a clause that removes any beneficiary's share if they contest the will. Elaine Wynn's legacy in Las Vegas. Elaine Wynn had a massive presence in the Las Vegas casino scene. Alongside her ex-husband Steve, she co-founded Mirage Resorts. Mirage Resorts was the developer of the Mirage, Treasure Island, and the Bellagio. The company was eventually sold to MGM Grand. In 2000, Wynn Resorts was born. Elaine served as a director and played a role even after she and Steve divorced a second time. Steve is mentioned in the will, but only to point out that their marriage was legally dissolved at the time the will was signed. Elaine had millions of shares in Wynn Resorts, and as of April, Forbes estimated her worth to be about $2 billion.